Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. And now, play ball. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd fields the ball and throws to Portocarrero covering. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field. Groth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Groth. Boyd moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Foitak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foitak takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klaus moves to third. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell who is chasing the ball. Tasby reaches third base with a triple. Klaus scores. Gardner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Burnside now pitching. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Portocarrero is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tasbai is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portocarrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dropo moves to third. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnside fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berberet is called out on strikes. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maxwell moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Maxwell scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jerry Walker now pitching. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Eddie Yost pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Eddie Yost now playing third base. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berberet for a passed ball. Dropo moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keane, who is chasing the ball. Pearson reaches third base with a triple. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pearson scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda bunts towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles 5, and Detroit Tigers 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.